Okay, everybody, welcome to the first ever Bill and Rookie post-show podcast. Now, here's what we're going to try to do on a daily basis. We're going to try to expand maybe a little bit about some things that we talked about during the show, or maybe some of the things we talk about won't have anything to do with the show. But we're going to treat these opportunities to talk about some things that might be on our mind, and are probably on your mind as well, since we all live in the same community. And a lot of us care about the same thing. So that's how we're going to try to handle these next few minutes. And hopefully you will enjoy listening to some of our thoughts about some of these various topics. How about that?
I like it.
So today, though, we will keep it to sports, I think, because it is a very, very important weekend in Green Bay. What's unfortunate about what's happening this weekend, Rookie, and I'm sure you would agree and everyone would agree, for the first time in the Aaron Rodgers era, he is, and the Packers have won the home field advantage. But unfortunately, there won't be any fans in the stands, or there will be just a few fans in this. I mean, 6,000 is a nice number, but compared to 80,000, I don't know how much effect it will have. I'm sure the players will be happy to see people in the stands, but it certainly isn't like anything that we're used to. And it really doesn't do a whole lot, I don't think, for the stadium district, if you will. Certainly nothing close to what it would have done for them. So it's unfortunate, but, you know, it is what it is, I guess, and you got to make the best out of it. I just hope they make a difference on Saturday night.
Well, I would agree with that. Obviously, they had the number one seed in 2011 as well, and they lost in the divisional round to the New York Giants, but that, again, was in front of a full house at Lambeau Field. As you're talking about, it's going to be minimal at best, 10,000 at best. I don't think it'll be anywhere near that. It's just sad that in the year that the Green Bay Packers are having, that fans can't revel in what's happening, and really around the stadium district, as you mentioned as well, are losing a lot of money because you know how things snowball when teams are going so well, when your team is going so well. So here's an opportunity to have fans that feel really good about the potential of this team getting to the Super Bowl in Tampa and not being able to go support them at Lambeau Field Saturday and probably next week, or at least we hope next week, in the NFC Championship game. And also, as you mentioned, the Tettletown area is really losing out. And we know that the area around Lambeau Field, the bars and the restaurants around Lambeau Field, really, that's their money-making time of the year. That's really kind of their break-even. You got to rely on those 8 regular season games, a couple of preseason games, and then playoff games are like bonuses for them. And man, they deserve it. They work hard. And then, you know, outside of Packer games, you're kind of scraping by for the remaining 355 days out of the year or whatever it may be. And it's unfortunate what has happened, not only for the area, for the fans, the whole shooting match. And I even think about, you know, I do the Kenny Clark show, and I thought about it this last Wednesday doing it with Kenny, that, you know, we've had to do it over the phone, that how big the show would be out at the Green Bay Distillery on these Wednesday nights with the enthusiasm. Because, again, it's got so much, such a bigger, different feel than it was a year ago when they went 13-3. This year, everybody believes, why not us? And we're all missing out on it.
Indeed. And even on non-home game days, the stadium district is jumping pretty well for Packers games. So that's just an added injury, I guess you could put it, to this year. But you're darn right about the feel. I mean, last year, did anybody really think they were going to go to San Francisco and have a different result than what we saw earlier in the year? I think this year is totally different. I feel pretty confident, though, that the Packers, I mean, I think they're going to the Super Bowl this year. When I look around the NFC, no other team really scares me. I think everyone else is looking at the Packers as, you know, the team to beat, and I think they should be the team to beat. That doesn't mean they couldn't stumble, but to me, I think this is a golden opportunity to take it all the way.
Well, I forget who it was that called the show. I think it was last week, and his line was basically, if not this year, when?
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And I would agree with that sentiment wholeheartedly. I mean, back in 2010 when they won it all, I mean, you weren't sitting there going, If not this year, when is it ever going to happen for the Packers again? Because they were 10-6. They got in on the last day of the regular season. They had to work their way through the wild card round. I mean, it was nowhere near like what we have going on here in 2020, 2021 now. And, you know, the closest is going back to 2011, like we talked about, when they were 15-1, and there was no reason why they shouldn't have been able to walk their way into the Super Bowl. But, again, I mean, man, seasons like this, they just feel special. They seem special. I think they are special. And, again, if you don't make it to the big dance, and whatever the outcome is, then is a whole different topic, a whole different podcast.
Right.
But, again, if you don't get to the Super Bowl this year, I mean, win.
Exactly. And like you say, 2010 was a totally different feel. I mean, maybe after a game or two, especially the Atlanta game, you thought, well, wow, this team is playing well enough to maybe get to the Super Bowl. Because that game in Atlanta when Rodgers did what he did, that might have been the best single game I've ever seen a quarterback play. And so maybe your feelings changed after that. But going into the playoffs, you certainly didn't have the feeling that they were going to go to the Super Bowl as the wild card team that year, considering they got in on the last day of the regular season. But this year definitely is totally different. So let's talk about tomorrow night at Lambeau Field. I mean, I feel like, I'm not going to say it's going to be an easy win by any means, but I think they should win this game comfortably. I mean, I just imagine, even though the Rams do have a great defense and stuff, you look at what the Packers have been able to do against whoever they've played this year, with the one game exception in Tampa, where they always seem to have problems going down to Tampa. They've been able to score points against anybody, and I think they'll be able to score plenty of points on Saturday night to win that game. And I just hope that, you know, because I envision them scoring early and, like they've done so many times this year, getting out to good leads, but then the problem has been holding on to those leads in some cases, at least letting the other team have a little hope. We've got to step on their neck and make sure they don't have any hope and put them away. That's the one thing they haven't done very well this year, is put teams away when they've had an opportunity to do that. So now hopefully when the playoffs begin, they'll take that mentality and finish them off if they can get a lead.
Agreed 100%. And, you know, maybe they'll be able to do that now because the defense has been trending in the right direction that we've been talking about over the last 4 weeks, 6 weeks, where they're playing better. You know, they'll have to swarm and get Cam Akers under control. You know, I don't worry about Jared Goff beating me.
Right.
I am very confident about this game as well. I don't think it's going to be a blowout, but I do think the Packers cover the 6.5.
I do, too. So what'd you think of my Aaron, my three Aarons analysis of this game, that it's going to come down to whether the Packers can keep Aaron Donald off of Aaron Rodgers and get Aaron Jones the football?
Well, I would agree with that. I mean, I think that's key. I mean, a lot of talk has been about Devontae Adams and Jalen Ramsey, but we also know that this offense looks a whole lot better and a whole lot different when Aaron Jones is involved. And for the incredible statistics that Devontae Adams has put up this year, it seems to me like the straw that stirs the drink, per se, is really Aaron Jones.
Yeah, he certainly can be. They do look a lot different without him, that's for sure. So let me ask you before we go here, the typical, let's get a little behind-the-curtain look at Rookie's Day. So I'm going to be at the game, okay? So I'll get there a little bit earlier this week, I think, because I expect it to be a little more difficult to get in and out because there will be just more people around. And last week, last home game, there were more people there, and it was just a little bit more traffic around the stadium. So I'll go there a little bit early, but I'm going to bug out of there probably early in the fourth quarter, if not between the third and the fourth, just so I make sure I get home in time to get ready to do the post-game show. But for you, you'll be at home watching. And then how do you handle it for Green Bay Game Day, the post-game show?
Yeah, it's funny. Well, you know, I watch it probably a little bit different than a typical fan. Maybe like some fans, you know, a lot of our hardcore listeners that like to call in and give their opinion after the game and so forth. But, you know, I'll be there taking notes. But, I mean, I'll be eating and drinking, not beer, but my favorite soda or whatever, and watching the game. You know, chips and dip, nachos and cheese, a pretzel. I mean, I watch it kind of like a fan, although I am taking notes and all that stuff in because we have to discuss it and break it down after the game. But, and then I'll leave at the end of the third quarter. I always pack up. I leave. I listen to Wayne and Larry on the way down, kind of always hoping that nothing big happens because I won't be able to see it.
Yeah.
And then watch the rest of the game here in studio as I get the computer all set up for the commercial breaks and all that stuff. But, yeah, you know, and the nice thing about watching it at home, and you and I have had these discussions on Green Bay Game Day, the postgame show, where I always kind of bring up the replay, and I don't know if you saw the angles and this and that. You know, so I have the, you know, the ability to rewind and watch plays again, and I do that quite a bit. But, you know, especially if somebody makes a big block or there's a big run, I like to go back and I want to see who sprung them, who made the big block, what linemen, where they run it, whether there's a wide receiver. So that's the fortunate part of being able to watch it at home.
Yeah, that's the only thing about being there is I don't get to see the replays as well. I mean, they have plenty of TVs in the press box. It's just it's tough to catch them. There's a big delay and everything else, so it's just kind of tough to see some replays sometimes. What's on the menu? What do you got planned? Anything special?
You know, that's always, it's always funny. It's always chip and dip is typical. Nacho cheese and tortillas or salsa and tortillas is typical. And my kids love having pretzels and cheese.
Okay.
So pretzels and cheese.
Cool.
And they got these big Bavarian-style pretzels at Costco that I've got to stop and get on the way home that they love.
Okay, sounds good. So this year, because of the pandemic, the Packer Press Box doesn't put out the full spread like they normally do, which is legendary across the league. Anyone who comes to Green Bay to cover the visiting team in Green Bay loves the food in the press box, and I understand why. So this year they're just doing like a box lunch, which is very good, but it isn't anything close to what it normally is. I usually come out of the press box so full, I'm like, why did I eat so much today? But I don't do that anymore this year.
No, very funny.
Until next year. All right, Rook, well, enjoy the game tomorrow. I know you will, and I will too, and we'll get together on Green Bay Game Day, the post-game show.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the first ever Bill and Rookie podcast. Join us every day on the Fan 107.5.com. See you later.